and the range of management alternatives procedures, about whether the framework is sufficient to meet the core project objectives, and whether any improvements are necessary or desirable. Further, that at a minimum the SSC should discuss whether the proposed operating model scenarios are adequate to explore different states of nature, considering Georges Bank stocks and ecosystem management, representations of past, present, and potential future conditions, food habits data and other information, trophic relationships among stocks, including consumption of juvenile fish, different levels of primary productivity, whether the proposed objectives and performance metrics should be narrowed or expanded, the decision rules for defining the ceilings and floors, and proposed parameters that will be used for defining overfishing and overfish status. So despite the lengthy terms of reference, the SSC did not have a very lengthy discussion. Council staff did present an overview of the Council's approach to EBFM generally, including development of a policy for taking account of ecosystem processes and fishery management and the example fishery ecosystem plan, as described by Mr. Applegate earlier. The PMSE project team, including Dr. Gavin Fay and Madeline Guyant from UMass Dartmouth SMAST and Dr. Lisa Kerr from UMaine, presented an overview of the PMSE goal and approach, stakeholder engagement efforts, model framework, management objectives and performance metrics, management alternatives, and next steps for project completion. The SSC had some general discussion and input to the overall approach. The SSC suggested consideration of using consistent modeling approaches, in other words, either length-based or age-based assessments rather than a mix. But the PMSE team explained that there may be an advantage to using a mix of modeling approaches, as this is more representative of how we currently assess stocks in the New England region. We don't have a standardized approach across our stocks. It is a mix. The SSC also suggested considering predation in the operating model and questioned management performance if predation is ignored. The PMSE team explained that including predation will be a very important step as this moves forward into developing a full MSE, but at the PMSE stage that it was not quite ready for that. The SSC also suggested consideration of alternative control rules beyond just biomass-based options. The team explained that the initial scope for the PMSE did include other types of indicator-based control rules, but stakeholder input did not prioritize those alternatives at this stage. So the SSC recommended that the assumption of Georges Bank as a closed ecosystem does need additional consideration as this moves forward. The SSC also suggested other ways of addressing recruitment deviations, including environmental drivers, forage dependence, and scaling carrying capacity to productivity. The SSC noted that the Hydra model does not account for the possibility of extreme ecosystem scenarios and does not have the ability to consider, quote, surprise scenarios. An example here was depensation in early life stages, in other words, haddock feeding on herring eggs. The SSC recommended reducing the number of performance metrics in the PMSE. This was a kind of a direct recommendation back to the team. We felt that their scope was highly ambitious and, if possible, to narrow the scope a bit. And generally, SSC members suggested that shorter, more focused presentations on each element of this overall project and the PMSE might be easier to digest and provide greater opportunity to ask questions and discuss alternative approaches in the future. Part of the reason the SSC was somewhat quiet, didn't address every single term of reference that we were asked to, there was an overwhelming amount of information presented, and the project team and council staff prepared excellent presentations. It was just a lot to take in a single meeting. So the recommended next steps, as Mr. Applegate described, the council did establish an SSC subpanel to review the results of the PMSE and provide feedback for next steps. That subpanel will be meeting with the project team and council staff on June 1st to review those additional results. And with that, I can take any questions on EBFM PMSE.
Thank you, Doctor. Any questions from the council for Dr. O'Keefe? Mr. Smith.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, Dr. O'Keefe. So I wanted to understand the conversation that you had with the team regarding predation. So the SSC said you should look at predation, or that the EBFM, the PMSE should look at it. I thought your slide indicated that they said we should look at it, but that maybe we would do it in the full MSE rather than the PMSE. And yet I thought Andy's slide said that they're looking at both static and increasing predation in the operating model. So what am I missing here?
So that might be a question better addressed to Mr. Applegate. At the time that we had our SSC meeting, that was the response from the project team, but maybe there's been updates.
As I recall and characterize that a bit differently, the predation in the operating model is applied, but I think we're talking about external predation, that predation is external to the 10 species in the operating model. Is that how you perceived it, the SSC recommendation?
Yeah, a lot of the question was related to, how will management performance actually look in terms of your performance metrics? How will that perform if predation is ignored? And so the response from the team was that it won't be ignored and it will be an important step moving forward, but it's not directly considered in the PMSE. And possibly we didn't get those correct.
Mr. Smith?
So I understand. So Andy, what you're saying is in the operating model, we will look at predation of the 10 species that are in the model on themselves, but not look at predation of any species outside of the model on the 10 that are in it? Is that what you indicated?
Yes. There's also consideration in terms of what the effect of prey is on predators, and that's another component of the model to consider in terms of the effect of predation or the effect of prey availability. As I recall some of the discussion, we had discussion about predation, apex predators predating on the species in the operating model, and that's not something that we're currently considering in this demonstration of the protocol MSE.
Okay, so when it says under the operating model slides, you said predator pressures, static and increasing. So that's the thing I was just trying to resolve. I'm reflecting on Dr. Lucy's presentation on seal. You know, I'm going to save Mike the trouble of saying it, but I'm thinking about the seal predation, that the issue of seals on the Georges Bank area where we're looking at, and whether how that might be considered in the model. But it sounds like that would be considered in a full-blown MSE, not in the PMSE.
That is my understanding as well.
Thanks.
Ms. Edry.
Thanks. Dr. Keefe, I was wondering, slide 18, if you could maybe touch upon a little bit of the discussion. Maybe it's not slide 18. I think I moved my slide. It did. It's slide 17. Just the discussion about the recommended that the assumptions of Georges Bank as a closed ecosystem needs additional consideration. Could you just touch upon that discussion a bit?
Yeah, this was this was a comment directly related to one of the term of reference questions, which asked us to specifically consider Georges Bank stocks in ecosystem management. And the way I understand the PMSE will work using the HYDRA model is that there is an inherent assumption moving forward in that approach that Georges Bank is a closed ecosystem. And so the SSC was commenting that that's okay to have an assumption, but recognize that, you know, that's a constraint of your modeling work. That's a model assumption that you're using, and that ultimately Georgia's Bank is not likely a closed ecosystem. And so it was, the SSC was just saying that as this moves forward, that that needs additional consideration in terms of interpreting results and how that would be, how any of those assumptions would potentially be implemented. So recognizing this is the way that the model will be structured with that assumption, the SSC recommended, please understand the implications of that assumption and the uncertainties that come along with it.
Anyone else? Anybody in the audience or online? Back to the council. Seeing none. Very good. Thank you very much, Doctor. Appreciate it. Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. I just have one more. I'm not going through this. I just wanted to raise to the council that the SSC also received a presentation on a portfolio approach from a project team from UMass Dartmouth and NOAA. The SSC reviewed the portfolio team's project and reports. Those materials, both from the project team and the SSC, are included in your meeting materials for this meeting. We're not presenting the results or the review because the project team is not available to be here to answer questions, but highly encourage you to take a look at that work. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Okay. David. David.